They got good defensive front, good secondary, but our challenge is just to play our best game. We improved from the first game, let's improve from the second game, and see what we can do. We just got to win our one-on-one matchups.
That place is really loud. It's for a team that's had some communication troubles, how are you guys going to be able to combat that?
Well, we'll just try to practice. We'll have some crowd noise out there at practice and do everything we can in our power to communicate everything out and get on the same page.
What is the key to that, though? And you've played in loud stadiums before. I mean, what makes it work? And, I mean, obviously we know what doesn't, the lack of communication, but what makes it work in a louder place?
I think it's just mostly passing it down. Once somebody hears it from me, the offensive line, if Brad hears it, you know, everybody just pass it down the line so I don't have to continually move down the line. And, you know, with the receivers, it's more signaling. So if they get the signal, just pass it out to the next wide receiver and hopefully we'll be all right with it. Probably Ohio State my freshman year. And they were pumping music into their stadium as well, so it was pretty loud.
That's an accusation.
Getting the music pumped in during practice, can it ever really replicate how loud those stadiums are?
Well, it depends how high Gus wants to put it up. So, but at times it can be, you know, just as loud, but you can never know what you're getting into unless, you know, it's third down or if, you know, it's a key play in the game. You know, they're going to be definitely into it, and we just got to be adjust to it and do the best we can.
Cecil's seeing double coverage, rolled coverage. That, how much of an adjustment is it for a receiver the first time he gets paid attention to like that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it shows that it's paid off in the past and he's getting that recognition. But at the same time, this week it's going to be mano a mano. They're not going to, you know, take two guys over top of them. They're just going to press them and play man-to-man and see what we can do with it. And, you know, I believe in Cecil and I believe in all the other guys. So we just got to win our one-on-one matchups and run good routes and put the ball where it needs to be.
What are the small victories you guys are seeing offensively that gives you some confidence that you can get something going here this week?
I think we had four or five drives in the game that were, you know, six or seven play drives. We were moving the ball, you know, consistently, and, you know, that's the biggest thing. We made some big plays at the end. We just need to try to bring them in the beginning and continue those big play opportunities. But at the same time, just move the ball, keep the ball in our hands, convert on third downs. We were 44% on third down last week. So that's very good, even though, you know, it was only out of four or five drives. So if we can put, you know, 10 drives together and convert that rate on third down, we'll score some more points.
The play that you got hurt on, dirty play?
No, not a dirty play. It was a great play. I think, you know, for a guy at his age to kind of sell out to do that, obviously a guy that's played corner and in the mindset most corners have, he made a great play. I thought it was a horse collar, but, I mean, he made a phenomenal play. It was just, it's nothing you can, I don't think it was, because he wasn't dirty all game. So he just made a great play. It just sucked that my foot just didn't come out of the turf like I thought it was and just got stuck. So, but hopefully I'll be all right.
Was it hurt when the linebacker rolled into it, or was it?
No, it was the linebacker hit my right leg, not the left one. So, but I feel like I'll be fine. You know, it's just kind of a little setback, and see how things go today, and then hopefully be out here tomorrow or Friday.
Gus was pretty confident Monday that you'd be able to go Sunday, and then you have a little swollen setback today. But are you pretty confident you'll give it?
I'm confident. Working and talking with the trainers. Swelling's come back down. It's still a little there, but it should be back ready to go by tomorrow with the plan.
Is this noise stuff overrated at all? A little bit?
What, Seattle's noise?
Yeah, just in general.
Probably. It's just different. You know, I think every team has crowd noise, you know, and depending on how the game goes, it will depend on how loud it gets or, you know, if you're in the game or if you're winning or if you're losing. Up there, it is a little bit different. Just the way the way the stadium's built, it's a little noisier. But it's at the same time, we still have to execute. That's no excuse. We still have to go out and execute. People are gonna be yelling. You know, we're gonna play all. I guess if we were playing San Jose State, the people would be out here yelling at us the same way. So we just have to be able to execute and just do our job.
You guys have had some communication problems, even if it's not a place like Seattle.
Right.
I mean, how do you fix those?
You just keep working. Right now we're building our camaraderie. We're building where we want to go. It's hard to do that. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day, and there are steps and there's a process to winning. You have to take those steps, and so with that, it's just continue to fight. You know, we played much better than we did week one. obviously, and we just have to keep going on that. I mean, I know as fans, they're probably upset, like, but it takes time when you have a lot of young guys, a lot of new pieces playing together. So, you know, you got to be patient, and that's what we will be, and we'll be fine.
When you were injured, did you feel like the run game was starting to get going a little bit?
Yeah, we started to run the ball pretty well. And they had did some things in the beginning of the game that kind of came out in the bare front. We weren't really prepared for that. We thought they'd be more overstacked, but obviously what Kansas City did, we should have, you know, been, as players, we should have known that that's what we would see. But it's still nothing really. At the end of the day, we had a couple mental errors in the first couple plays that kind of slowed us down. But once we got going, we started getting to a rhythm. You know, we were able to break off 8-9 yard runs, throw the ball down the field. We moved the ball all the way down the field, and obviously I got hurt. And, you know, we want to just continue that. And even if someone goes down, you still should be able to continue those things. So that's just things we have to work on. And that's what we're out here this week for. We'll do a great job at it.
19.5-point favorites or underdogs.
Yeah, you know what? If I was a betting man, I'd say I'd go with the Jaguars. But I'm not, so I don't know what that has to do with the price of tea in China. And I know we're probably going to talk about Tracy McGrady. You're more than welcome to come and, you know, sign a waiver and come to a live practice. Let's see how it works out for you, right? Because it's that easy.
You know, five plays in?
I don't know. Well, let's see. You never know. He might be tougher than what most people think.
Hey, Mojo, I know you're from the East Bay. You went to UCLA. Did you ever get an offer to play at San Jose State?
Yeah, I did. I just wasn't staying at home. I had to get away from my mother. She's a pretty tough lady, so I had to go become my own man elsewhere. But, yeah, I did get offered San Jose State as well as Fresno State, Cal, a lot of the schools in the Bay Area, Stanford as well, but chose UCLA. So
it's good to be back, right?
Great to be back. It's always good. It's this fresh air. You don't get this fresh air like this in this nice weather that you see every day. No cloud, doesn't rain, huh? 3 o'clock or a monsoon. It's nice. When it's nice, it's nice. But, you know, I do miss my family, so that's probably one of the toughest parts being back right now.
Did you go visit some folks yesterday?
Yeah, I had to have it set. I have visited some friends and stuff from high school yesterday. And then tomorrow I have dinner with my family, then have dinner with my wife's family on Friday. And went back to my house, kind of hung out a little bit. Had to get some new people in around there to clean up the yard a little bit. It's a little messy, but we'll figure that out when the season's over.